Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. If you've just joined us, you missed an hour. We've been here from 8 until 10 every Sunday morning. Podcasts are available at my website, by the way, at neilsperry.com, in case you don't always get to hear each hour of the program, so I invite you to join us there as well. Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager of the Dallas Arboretum, joins us right now with his Sunday report. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Or should I say sayonara?
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
Good. Yeah, this is today's plant is cardoon or Cynara cardunculus. Cardoon is a pretty cool plant. It's perennial. It's a relative of the artichoke, although it has a little different edible feature to it. It's a perennial, like I said. It's a silver foliage, very, very dramatic accent plant, super hardy to zone B, so only part of us can grow this as a perennial. Takes full sun, does not tolerate shade at all. Moderately sized, 2 to 4 foot tall, equally as wide. When it blooms, it's going to be 6 foot tall with an artichoke-looking flower on top. Super, super blue. Everybody asks about it in the spring when it blooms because it's always blooming right about the time our bloom festival is going on, March to April.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is just in awe of it because they get this big, massive silver plant, this blue artichoke-looking flower on top, or a big thistle-looking flower, if that makes it any easier to understand. And it's just really, really dramatic. It is a perennial, but we don't use it that way at the Arboretum. We use it as a winter annual. There's so few things for our containers and for our beds that are tall. We get into this winter time and we have a lot of small pansies and a lot of other small winter annuals, and they just don't have any height. There's no drama. They have color, but there's just nothing to break up that low line. And kales are one of the things that everybody's very comfortable using. This is another thing that we use. And, that's why we use it, as well as we get this super, super dramatic foliage, which the kales don't always give us a lot of times.
What's interesting is how beautifully that silver blue blends with every color you just mentioned, all of the pansy colors, especially the blue pansy colors and purples and things, and the kales, red boar kale with cardoon is dramatic if it's anywhere in the vicinity. I don't believe there is a more dramatic, more dominating plant in its part of a garden than cardoon is. Yeah, I mean, you see it like a beacon of light.
Yeah, when it's in bloom and during the Blooms Festival, it's amazing because we've always said that, we plant out all these tulips during the Blooms Festival, 400,000 bulbs or so, somewhere in that general ballpark, depending on the year. And the three top questions that we get while we're having all these bulbs blooming, one of the largest displays in the country.
What is that silver thing over there?
Well, we get, what's the silver plant? Where's the bathroom? And what kind of grass is that? We don't have any questions about the tulips or anything else. It's like, well, I understand the bathroom. Everybody needs a bathroom. But the silver plant and the grass always get more questions than the tulips that we're really wanting to show off.
So, I want to watch you tabulate the vote count on that one. I like that a lot. Our buddy Kenneth Cranville, who does a lot of growing, Kenneth does not like to take plants out if he thinks it might be perennial, and it comes from his thrifty nature. He has a cardoon that he's whacked a bunch of times to keep, and it is beautiful. This is an incredible plant. Yeah. Folks, I hope you'll try it and look at it. You'll recognize it if you've been to the Arboretum. You say, that's what he was talking about. You'll know it when you see it. It's spectacular, and it's available in garden centers, cardoon. We got a lot of stuff going on. We've been talking about autumn at the Arboretum with the pumpkins and squash and things for several weeks now. Education, we talk about. All that's available at website, the information. But tell me about the 12 Days of Christmas. That's had a lot of press lately.
It has. The 12 Days of Christmas is the new holiday tradition for Dallas. We're putting it on. It's a combined effort with Dallas Stage and Scenery, which is the company that does a lot of the prop making for the opera and the other musical events in Dallas. It's a tour through the garden. There's these 30-foot tall, some are larger, some are smaller, Victorian music box-looking gazebos. And they depict each one has a different one of the days, so starting with 12, Partridge in a Pear Tree, and ending with 12 drummers drumming. And you just wander through the garden. They're all lit up. It's going to be a really fun time to walk through the garden in the evening. You have to buy your tickets online before you get there. so that you can see it at night. But it's going to be a really, really magical moment to walk through the garden at night and see.
All right, so night starts about the time you guys normally close, since you're open, what, 9 to 5, and
yeah,
it's
we
separate
open 9
entry?
To 5. We'll clear the garden kind of like we did with Chihuly,
yeah,
and then we'll reopen at 6 o'clock and have it through, something, I think it's 6 to 10.
6 to 10, all right. And so that's done at DallasArboretum.org. That's the website where you can buy the tickets, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know, really good to know. And from what I've seen on television of the nighttime view of it, we're coming. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
going
to be pretty cool.
Oh, really, really. All right, and 24-hour information number?
Is 214-515-6500.
As I mentioned, DallasArboretum.org, and they will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's. We're close enough, we need to mention that. And how do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of Watt Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. Tucker, you're wonderful. I'll say it again. Sayonara.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We are sponsored with that report by the wonderful people at Whiz-Q Stone. Whiz-Q Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. And you can reach them if you'd like by phone. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. That's all the contact information right there. What more do I need to tell you? I might want to tell you that it is a 22-acre stone yard, unlike anything you have ever seen or dreamed of. I love going into stone yards. I have been a rock hunter all of my life. In fact, I spoke on adoption last night, and one of the things I had in my hand was an arrowhead I found while I was rock hunting with my dad as a kid. Had more good times hunting rocks. When I moved from Colorado back to Ohio and had been engaged, I arrived with my car with a bicycle on the top of the car and my bag of rocks from Colorado. I love rocks. And so when I tell you that Whiz-Q Stone is a spectacular place to buy stone and decorative rock and flagstone and patio stone and wall stone and pavestone interlocking pavers, you know that an expert is telling you, a rock expert, kind of expert. Well, and the other part of Whiz-Q Stone that makes them so very special is the people. Mike Wisnand is a longtime friend of mine, and his son Derek. I've watched Derek grow up, and what an outstanding young man. Personable people. I love this company, Whiz-Q Stone. You need to get out and take a look. Take your comfortable shoes. You'll want to walk. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Whiz-Q.com. Whiz-Q.com. And the phone number is 817-429-0822. It's Whiz-Q Stone. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right. Thank you. Yeah, the 1001 Most Asked Questions on my website, that was a book that I published in 1997, and the publisher went out of business 1 month after it was published. You ask me sometimes off air, why do you self-publish a book? And that's an example of a reason. No longer was it available 1 month after I had spent a year doing it. Let's go to Gayla in Weatherford. Gayla, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm very hoarse, so I hope you can understand me.
You are doing great.
Okay. My son has a bunch of very old established trumpet vines in his very, very tiny yard, and they're trying to get rid of all of them. Last summer, I cut a bunch of them down close to the ground and then poured or painted a full-strength brush killer on them, and I got rid of pretty much most of those that were, around on the fences. And then, of course, we have these little ones that are shooting up all over the yard. What can I do about those?
All right. First of all, if there are any more big ones, rather than painting on, what I would do is drill into the stumps, even if you can only drill one hole into a stump, even if it's a relatively small stump, and I'm holding my hand broomstick size stump.
Okay.
You could put one hole down in that and pour it in so it soaks into the wood. Painting it on is very good. Pouring it into a hole is even better.
Okay.
And so what you did is great. It needs to be a brush killer that contains a broadleafed weed killer like 2,4-D or something else. Okay. Most of them have two or three things that are active. So you're on the right track there. Now, the ones that are coming up from the roots, I think had you drilled into the stumps or the stump, I think you might have prevented some of those from coming up because they're coming out from existing roots that went way out into the ground, into the yard. And
that's kind of what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, if you had poured it in, I think it would have soaked in and gone out farther to kill more of them. But you never get all of them. I doubt if you even get the majority of them, even with my technique. And so what you have to do is either mow them and just wait until they wear out, or spray them with the same material if it's safe for your lawn grass. And a broadleafed weed killer with 2,4-D in it would be safe to use that way. Spray it at spraying strength, not at full strength, but at spraying strength when they're growing actively next late April or May.
Okay.
Let them grow for a few days, even to the point that it's uncomfortably unsightly out there because they're a little taller than you want them to be. Get a little more leaf growth on them and then spray them. Give them a few days to wither and then mow. And after you do that a couple times, they'll give up.
Okay, so even the bigger vines put even more holes since because some of them are the size of my thigh. They're huge.
Yes. So I'm not agreeing to your thigh size. I'm agreeing to this. Appreciate the setup, Gayla. You weaseled me in on that one easily. You'd want to put a lot of drill a lot of holes into those, and that'll make a significant difference so that you don't end up with all these sprouts coming up.
Great. Well, we'll try that next spring then.
Atta girl. Have a good day.
Thank you
so well.
Much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Jim is in Frisco. He'll be our next call up with a question I don't remember ever having before, and I'm interested in seeing what it's all about, how to get rid of worms in crepe myrtles. So, Jim, stay with me, please. And then we'd love to hear from you right after that, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And so please give us a call right now if you will. I want to give you the information about how to order my brand new book, if you don't mind. And the way that you do that is by calling my magazine office between now and 11 o'clock. In fact, we have a couple of family members. We are a small business. I mentioned to you that this book is self-published. I just have not always had the best of results with royalty-based sales and with publishers. And a lot of authors have had that same experience. And so a lot of us are self-publishing. So this is why you don't see my book on Amazon. This is why you haven't seen my book in stores. The book that you do find there is Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 23 years ago. I wanted to do the book very, very, very differently, this new one. And so a year ago at this time, I was working about 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, to crank out it's the book I've always wanted to have. It was printed right here in Texas, and it is only $28.95 on sale from $32.95. And that sale price, I don't intend to continue forever. So I hope you'll take advantage of it right now. We have signed copies at my office that we can get to you right away, so you have a wonderful Christmas gift to give or a gift for yourself if you wish. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2 is all of the information I used to have in my garden calendars, but very much amplified. Instead of 12 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, you get 48 pages, 4 pages per month. And then individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit and vegetables, and turf grass. All of that. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, satisfaction guaranteed, $28.95 plus tax and postage. Signed copy available if you call before 11, or you can order online at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Call 1-800-752-GROW. That's with an O, not a zero. 800-752-4769 or neilsperry.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
North Haven Gardens has the best selection of bulk tulips in more than 20 beautiful colors, ready-to-go bag custom tulip mixes for easy planting. Purchase $100 or more of your favorite tulips today, and North Haven will do something no other nursery can do for you, and that is they'll store them at the proper bulb cooling temperature in their one-of-a-kind bulb cooler. North Haven Gardens will call you at planting time. You see, bulbs need tulips, and hyacinths need 45 days at 45 degrees. It's not freezing weather, but it is chilling weather. If they don't get that, then tulips will not bloom properly. They'll bloom very short. We're just way too far south for tulips to bloom normally without that pre-chilling. And North Haven will do that for you. Hats off to them. They've done this for years. Make it easy on yourself. Plant for impact. Tulips and other landscape bulbs look great when planted in large groups instead of single rows. You just don't want to plant them in a colonnade of a bulb here and another one 8 inches away and another one 8 inches more. This method is easy. You dig, drop, and you're done. It's as simple as that. North Haven will explain it to you. They have hyacinths, daffodils, paper whites, crocus, Dutch iris, amaryllis available for planting. Now is the time to protect your plants. They have all kinds of cold protection at North Haven Gardens. Easy to assemble single and double cold frames to extend your growing season by protecting your seedlings and transplants. They also have mulch, frost cloth, liquid seaweed, as well as expertise to answer any questions you might have about protecting your plants in a freeze. I am especially beholden to North Haven for their frost cloth, but you need to buy it now. Don't wait until the cold spell's here because they could run out. It's happened before. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week, 214-363-5316, nhg.com, North Haven Gardens.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, very much. Our Home Landscape School comes up on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14. We will teach you all day long. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will be your teachers. We will teach you how to draw a landscape plan for your landscape, for your project. This is to get you help for your new or remodeled landscape. If you're changing something and want to have something a lot more spectacular, we can help you. And so we teach you the principles of great design, how to lay out beds, how to position the plants within the beds, what are the best plants to use, how to avoid bizarre landscaping. Yeah, there are some out there, you know. How to do labor saving and water conscious landscaping, all of that will factor into our Home Landscape School for 2014. It's our 20th annual. It is always a sellout. I encourage you to sign up right now. There's a $20 discount that's going away in about a week, so you really need to get with it. It's Neil Spray's Home Landscape School, Saturday, February 14, and then we will also have 30-minute landscape consultations for the landscape school participants. 2 weeks later, you will be able to sit at a table with a landscape professional and finish your landscape plan with the professional's guidance. And that will be either the 28th or March 1, 28th of February or March 1, your choice of those days. All of that for $179 or for $219 for two people from the same household. But again, remember that the price goes up by $20 in just a few days. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. You can register. You can sign up. You can also sign up at neilsperry.com anytime today. Just don't forget not do it. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Jim in Frisco, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
I've got a bunch of old webworm vines on crepe myrtles, and how do you get rid of the worms that cause the old vines, and can you power wash the old vines off?
Yeah, you could certainly do that, and they are in your crepe myrtle because they could not find anything better. I've never seen them in crepe myrtles. But I have seen them in bizarre places, and so it doesn't surprise me. that you'd have webworms. I'll bet that you'll go another 50 years and never see them in crepe myrtles again, in your crepe myrtles. That would be my guess. But yes, I would just either take a broom or a power, you know, if you use a power wash, it's a true power wash, you might knock the bark off the crepe myrtles. So I don't know that I'd do that. I think I'd probably try to use a soft leaf rake, a very supple leaf rake, and pull them out or something.
These are great big crepe myrtles.
Well, I'm not going to back down on my power washing idea, because I've used a power washer, and you can blast bricks apart with those things. So be very careful. Be very careful.
Yeah.
But if that will do it, I guess you could. I just don't know that I would want to.
Is there any insecticide that should spray on there to keep them from coming back?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because if it's true webworms like we get in pecans primarily, those insects are very, very mobile. And next year's crop depends on the eggs that will be laid by moths that fly in the spring. And those moths may be a mile from your house right now, or the overwintering phase. So no, there's nothing you do now to prevent them. They're going to be there if they're going to be there. I just don't think you'll ever see them again. I've had crepe myrtles all of my life. I've never had webworms. I live with pecans, and well, maybe they just find the pecans instead, I guess. But anyway, I wouldn't worry about them in a long-term basis. Try to make the plants look better and move on.
This is the second year we've had them.
My answer remains the same. It's all I got. I'm a one-trick pony. If you want to use a power washer, it's your decision, not my recommendation. Mechanical removal is your best bet. The fact that the plants are tall, then you're probably going to have to get a pole or something to do it. But the answer has to be the same. There's no other answer.
Yeah.
I wish I had one, Jim. I wish I could. I know they're unsightly. You know what you could do is the same thing I've done in my trees. I use a pole pruner, and I'll just hook the web and pull the web out with, you know, it has that bow saw at the end of it, and I'll just pull them down with that. I don't actually cut anything. I just use that. And that's a way to get up 20 feet off the ground and pull them. I think you need to pull them out, not try to blow them out.
I got you. Well, thank you very much. You have
good luck. Good luck with it. I hope so, too, and same to you. Thank you. All right, Steve in Forestburg, you'll be our next call up on the other side, and Thomas in Euless. And then maybe you, if you'd like to call. The phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Dallas Plumbing. I told him, you know what, Jeff, you are my hero. My greenhouse heaters had a problem a couple of nights ago, and I think there was some rust in one of the lines, and the pilot light on the one that is not electronic ignition had blown out, and so I didn't have a primary or secondary heater. And it was 31 outside. I was about to have a big problem. And I called Dallas Plumbing, and within about 4 hours, Jeff was here. Jeff is the man who services all of our heating, air conditioning in our house and in my Santa barn and in the greenhouse. And bless him. That part of this ad is on me. I'm not counting my time on that one. I just was so grateful. All right, now, in terms of Dallas Plumbing, they've been providing plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903. They are celebrating 111 years of serving Dallas-Fort Worth. Dallas Plumbing has won the awards, and by the way, they do heating and air conditioning. You might say, well, why'd you call a plumber out to do heating work? And that's the reason. They also have a complete service and installation department for heating and air conditioning. Now, we talked about the fact that their carrier cool cash rebate was running out. This is the final week for carrier cool cash rebates. They've extended it by a day or two. You can save up to $1,500 on a new carrier high efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home, or you can receive up to one full year of no interest financing. For more information, call them 214-340-6300 for a free estimate. Keep warm and cozy with a 15-point heating checkup from Dallas Plumbing. Just $145 for two checkups per year, one heating and air conditioning system in your home or business. It's about $12 a month. Additional units are just $95 for the package. When they come out, they'll do more than one. We have four things that they look at, and they are just, and Jeff's the guy that does that for us. But you can't ask for just Jeff. They have other people who serve different areas. For seniors, a 10% discount on plumbing, heating, or air conditioning services. All their technicians are licensed, background checked, and drug tested. That's 214-340-6300. Remember that that Carrier Cool Cash rebate of up to $1,500 savings runs out this week. 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Thank you, sir. And Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. Fred Marshall has been my friend and my sponsor, my radio advertiser now for 20 years, 20th year I'm doing ads for Advanced Foundation Repair. I didn't make it easy for Fred when he started because I said, I don't understand your industry. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you lift a house and level it. And he said, Neil, let me take you on some jobs that we're working on currently, and I'll show you. And he did that. And one of the and he took me across the street to a job that he had done a couple of years earlier. This was in Allen. And the people across the street said, we love this company. And all of the references that Fred gave me when I would call them said the very same thing. You may be thinking now that it's November going into December, well, I don't have to worry about my foundation until next July or August when it gets dry again. You know what? If you had any concern at all last July or August, you should still have exactly that same level of concern right now. They can do an inspection just as well right now as they can in July or August. So my recommendation to you is to call the fine folks at Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is absolutely free. If you don't have a problem, they will tell you that. They're all about integrity. Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the leaders in their industry. They were the first ever to give you a lifetime warranty and make it transferable owner to owner to owner. I have used them at my home. I've used them at my magazine office. I'm proud to recommend Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. Foundation Repairs, that's plural, .com. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. It's time again to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Once again, Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now 9:33. ISIS reportedly beheading another American. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Highway 75 Central Expressway northbound on ramp from I-635. We have an accident there blocking the two right lanes of the ramp. Highway 75 Central Expressway northbound on the off ramp to Virginia Parkway. You'll find another accident in that area. Be very careful. The roads are very slick out there, causing a lot of accidents today. The WBAP 24/7 forecast looks like light rain and drizzle today with a high of 40. Temperatures will be falling, though, into the low 30s by late afternoon. We have light rain tonight, possibly a little bit of snow and sleet before midnight with an overnight low of 29. It's going to be sunny Monday, breezy and cold with a high of 42. Right now, 39 degrees in Mesquite. The White House is working to verify a new video purportedly showing American Peter Kasich beheaded by ISIS in Syria. The former director of the National Counterterrorism Center talked to ABC News this morning about additional threats that were made in that video.
We've seen this before a couple times now from ISIS in retaliation for what we're doing, sort of vague threats like take this to the West or slaughter your people, as it says in the tape, on your streets. We do have concerns that they're capable of small-scale attacks.
That's Matthew Olson, former director of the National Counterterrorism Center. An administrator for a Northeast Texas hospital says fewer patients and declining federal reimbursement rates are forcing that facility to close. East Texas Medical Center in Gilmer, about 110 miles east of Dallas, stopped providing inpatient care October 31st. Once again, we're looking for a high today of around 40, but temperatures will be falling into the lower 30s by late afternoon. Right now, it's 38 degrees. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan, and now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. I'm going to make a very short ad out of this, just to give you the phone number again to my magazine office. The office will be open until 11 today, and the reason that's important is you may want to sign up, I hope, for our home landscape school before the price goes up. And that is the all-day Saturday, February 14 item. You can also read about it at neilsperry.com, or you may want to order a copy of my book, my new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, that is not in stores, not on Amazon, and it's $28.95 plus tax and postage. You can do all of that or any of that by calling my office until 11 this morning, and that number is 800-752-GROW. Again, the website is neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-4769.
Is it worth it to shut down the government to stop amnesty being given out basically to 5+ million illegal immigrants that should be deported? We're going to take a look at that risky game, and should the Republicans do it against Obama's plans on amnesty? That on the next Ben Ferguson Show right at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
Shades of Green Nursery is at 7401 Coit Road in Frisco, and the fine folks there tell you that it is possible for gardening year-round in Texas. True Texans do that. Visit Shades of Green in Frisco. Give your landscape a rejuvenating fall facelift. So much you can do, so much you should be doing right now to add color and texture. Shades of Green continues to have a phenomenal selection of shrubs, ground covers, perennials, and annual colors such as pansies, violas, dianthus, and so much more. They get fresh shipments weekly at Shades of Green in Frisco. They invite you to add specimen quality trees to your landscape by taking advantage of their annual tree sale. Savings up to 30% off container and bald and burlap trees, 10-gallon size or larger. The sale continues for just a few more weeks with an outstanding selection of trees. You are sure to find what you're looking for. It's a good time to buy the trees because they still have some leaves on them, and you can see how great they look. Need help changing your landscape from simple to sensational? They have a design consultation available. They also have professional designers there to plan or install unique landscape ideas with low maintenance, low water requirements. They are the specialists. 30 years in the business, and it's a beautiful business at 7401 Coit. 7401 Coit, that's 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco, about a mile south of Main Street in Frisco. Shades of Green in Frisco, right plant, right place, shadesofgreeninc.com.
Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
Thank you, sir. However, the lines are filled here at the program, so we'll start answering some questions. Stephen Forestberg, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Hi, Neil. I know you're not a big fan of pines, but unfortunately, I have some ornamental pines that I bought last year at this time. I've lost two, and the remaining three are starting to yellow, starting at the bottom.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if they're nutrient deficient, if you could help me, or if I just have lost or starting to lose these three trees.
Okay, also. I'll try my best to help. I've been here 44 years in the Metroplex. Help me where Forestburg is.
Southeastern Monte County.
Okay.
About the river, where there's not many human beings.
All right, and maybe not much of a forest.
No, it's actually rolling hills, sandy soil.
I was just going by the name of the of your fine city, so that's fine. I'm with you. I'm tuning in. What kind of pines are involved, Steve?
Oh, you're gonna roll your eyes over this one. Blue Japanese white pine.
Blue Japanese white pine. So it's a white pine.
Yes, but I know the reason I was attracted to these mm-hmm. is the leaves, the pine needles themselves are dark blue green, and they're variegated, one white stripe in the middle of each needle.
Oh, across the needle?
Sir?
Across the needles?
Lengthwise, the whole length of the needle.
Okay. All right, the only variegated pine that I have ever seen was on the grounds of the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and to some extent, and it was, I think it was a white pine, but it was cross, it was like a, you know, just at a 90-degree angle to the length of the needle. I haven't seen the one you're talking about. White pines don't grow in Texas at all well. If they did, it would be in northeast Texas. That's Pinus strobus. You need to make sure that I'm talking about the right plant. So once we hang up, you can do the research on it and see.
Well, I can give you the genus and species. It's Pinus parviflora glauca.
I have no idea of that pine. I'm over my head on that one, and it's not your fault. It's mine. Parviflora.
Yes, sir.
All right. I will, as I get into my last break, I will see what I can do. I'm typing. I have my laptop. And let me just see what it comes up with. I see Glauca came up. Japanese white pine. You're exact right. Zone 6 to 9, moist to dry soil. Boy, that covers everything. There's a good write-up on it in the Missouri Botanic Gardens. They usually have really good plant information. I'm really concerned about pines in your area. The yellowing below, I don't think is going to be nutritional. If anything, I guess it could be nitrogen deficiency, and it wouldn't hurt to put nitrogen on in the spring. But it is. I'm looking at the soil requirements out of the Missouri Botanic Garden. Dislikes the heat and humidity of the deep south, it says. Plants are generally tolerant of urban conditions. They prefer cool summer climates. Uh-huh.
We don't have that.
Yeah, that's why I don't know that plant. I think you're swimming upstream. Try nitrogen in the springtime if you will, but it's not a plant that's going to make it here. The pines have been tried, and I told the caller last hour, I just have not found a pine that I'm happy in recommending in North Texas. Northeast Texas, yes, but not from I-45 and certainly not from I-35 to the west.
Well, the man mentioned some Afghan pines.
That's Pinus eldarica, and that's the one that I mentioned last hour has just blown up. Beg your pardon?
They are doing incredible.
Yeah. I hope they continue to for you. They did beautifully in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for 20 years. They were introduced in the 80s. Dr. Fred Widmeyer at New Mexico State University, I ended up sitting on a plane seat beside him. And he said, yeah, I brought the Mondale pine in from Afghanistan. And I said, oh, and that's the same plant. And I was in such admiration, but then all of us, and I don't know if Fred is still living and if he still is happy with his plant, but everybody who planted them began to have problems with them. Not every tree, but a lot of trouble with them after the rainy time of June 2007. About a year later, they were dying by the hundreds in the Dallas-Fort Worth heavy soils. Maybe in your sand, you'll be all right. Just make sure they're on an upland site. They don't have excess water. Yeah, they are better adapted than the other one that you mentioned. But anyway, how else can I help you? Anything else?
That's it. It might be just a lost cause, but thank you for.
Well, I think the Japanese pines are the Japanese white pines. I really think they are. So you know, I do whatever you can, but I wouldn't kick yourself around. This is not about you. It's about the fact that tree just is for a cooler area.
Okay.
So anyway, good luck, Steve. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Let me go to Tom and Euless. Tom, this is Neil. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I planted some ornamental potato vines this spring, the Margarita variety.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with a real nice plant. And some cleaned them out, picked up my bed yesterday. They had some large potatoes, tuber.
Oh, yeah, they always do.
And can I put those up in the winter, dry them?
Well, let me tell you what I posted as a garden tip about the ornamental sweet potatoes, including Marguerite. It's actually Marguerite, not Margarita.
Okay.
That's another one of the two reasons that I had Robert get back on the phone with you. And I said, I don't know a Margarita vine. And then he said, well, it's a sweet potato. Okay, I know that, and it's Marguerite, and so we're good. What I put up on Facebook yesterday is they are so inexpensive come springtime that you don't want to try to take cuttings of the vines and save them through the winter. And that big old tuber that is there, first of all, is not edible and not the way that they're propagated. So, no, I would not save that tuber in any
don't
manner
mess
or form.
With them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. They were huge, and I thought, well, maybe I can do something.
I think it's actually a root, come to think of it, not a tuber. Irish potatoes or tubers. I'll get this right. My botany classes are failing me. Now, I wouldn't try to save them, Thomas. Buy new ones in the spring. There are so many new ones that come along, you can find new types to try, and that's kind of cool, too. They sure are pretty, aren't they?
Yeah, there's three main ornamental potato vines. Is that right?
Oh, there are scores. There are several dozen.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, originally we had Marguerite, and we had Blackie, and we had, what's the third one? Tricolor, I guess. Maybe I'm missing the actual
name.
Which
is the one with the purple flower?
That's one of the dark ones, and I don't remember which it is. It's not one of those three. It was one that came out a couple of years later. They all have that flower. They're all related to Morning Glories, and it looks like a Morning Glory flower. But one of them I know is more likely to have, and I don't remember which one that is. But there are new ones every year. There are several dozen of them out there now. So anyway, but have fun with them. I'd just start new ones next year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Thomas. All right, let's see where we are. How to prepare garden soil. That one could take me a moment. Wesley, I'll get you around the other side. Larry in Dallas, Carl in Flower Mound will get to each of you. So hang with me if you will, please. Let me tell you about Arborological Services now. Arborological Services, the best it gets in tree care. And they have been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1981. They have award-winning tree service, award-winning. They are the best. If you ever call them after some kind of a windstorm or ice storm or something and say, I need your help, and they say, well, we're catching up, it will be, and I'm just going to pick a time, 10 days till we can get there. Unless you can't get out of the driveway, we'll come right away. Wait for them. Wait for them. They're that good. They are really good. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have plant pathologists on staff. They have two graduate plant pathologists. One of their people, one of their guys, who actually was Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. No small accomplishment there. He has a master's degree in plant pathology, specializing in oak wilt. They have horticulturists and foresters, graduate horticulturists and foresters on staff. They've won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of 32 years, I think. It may be even more than that. Oh, they're just amazing people, and they do all the tree work at my house. I get to watch them firsthand. If you look in my book, you'll see photographs of tree work going on, and that's their people. Those are my trees and their people. And I love getting to work with them and tell you about them. Steve Hauser is my buddy. You heard his voice earlier. 866-552-7267. For the finest in tree work, this is the question I'm asked most often. Neil, who is a good tree service company? And I always say Arborological Services. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services, Inc. on Facebook, The Tree Experts, with no spaces. That's on Twitter, and arborological.com. On the Internet, Arborological Services, they are the best.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Thank you. Leaves have begun to fall. They need to be removed from ponds and swimming pools right away. And the fine folks at Dixon Brothers have robotic pool sweeps and pond vacuums to help you manage. They'll also give you helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. They have experts in every part of that wonderful store. At Dixon Brothers, you can get the fall pond must-haves. That would include a pond cover net, sturdy pond shark telescoping scoop net, Genki fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and much more. And winter is here. Plan ahead. Call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pools now before it gets any colder. Get winter covers for above-ground pools and customer automatic covers for in-ground pools. I don't know what a customer automatic. That's why I paused last hour when I read that. Install a freeze guard automatically to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. Remember pool damage you've had in the past? Well, you can avoid it by calling Dixon Brothers right away. They're closed on Sundays, but they'll be there tomorrow. Solarfish for your pool to extend the swimming season. All of that from Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers Showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537, DICKSON.
Niels Berry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Niels Berry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsberry.com.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. That is Mary Traveland. She and her husband own Dixon Brothers. I just did the ad for them. So see why I like that voice? She's my friend. My book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is available to you as a signed copy if you call my office before 11 today. And all of the books that I have sold, I was not able to sign because there were so many thousands that had to go into the mail immediately when it was printed. We had pre-sold them, and now I have the chance to come back and offer to you at $28.95 a signed copy. But that's if you'll call before 11 today. We have a limited number that are signed currently, and I'm going to be signing some more in the next 24 hours at the office. So please call right now and get that on order so you have it for Christmas. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I self-published it. It is not a revised edition of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening in any way. It's 23 years younger and laid out completely differently. And I think for one thing, all of the information I used to put in my annual Texas gardening calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, all of that is in the book, but it's in 48 pages instead of 12. It's greatly expanded. And you know, the posters that we have sold of the 100 best landscape woody plants, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, the 100 best annuals, 120 best perennials, all of that information, all of that is in chart form, just immediately transposed into the book. So instead of buying four posters at $10 each, you get all of their information in the book, and it only costs you $28.95 plus tax and postage, plus all of the other information in the book. You're going to like this book. Satisfaction's guaranteed. Call today before 11. You can order online at neilsperry.com. Use the same phone number that you would use to sign up for our landscape school, and that number until 11, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Wesley in Midlothian, this is Neil. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. How can I help?
We just moved to Midlothian. We found a place kind of out in the country. We've got a couple acres. Anyway, I want to put in a garden, and of course, the weeds and the grass are probably as deep as the soil is out here. So basically, want to know how to eliminate some of the weeds so that I won't have to fight them completely all summer long next year.
All right. How cold have you been in the last 5 days?
In the last 38, I think, one morning.
So things did not freeze?
Not that I know of, no.
All right. If that's the case, then you would still have the opportunity to use a glyphosate weed killer to kill the existing vegetation. I think that's pretty problematic, though, because it's going to be in the 20s this week, I think tomorrow night. And I don't think that would give it enough time to kill out that vegetation. That's always the best way to get a new plot ready. But as soon as you have a hard freeze, that option goes away because those plants won't take it up, won't be helped by it, or won't be killed by it.
Right.
And that would be a straight glyphosate, no other weed killer involved, just glyphosate. The original Roundup was that product, and still
is
that product.
I understand.
Yeah. All right. So that's one option, but I think it's pretty much extinct at this point. You're probably going to need a rototill with a very heavy-duty rear-tine tiller and then rake out all the debris. And I would start working the soil up right now. If you have any opportunity to get tree leaves that others have bagged and taken off their lawns, that'd be great. I'd start small. Even though you have 2 acres, I would start with a small garden.
Absolutely. It's a small.
In Midlothian.
25 or 50 feet. It's a
max. All right. In Midlothian, you are notoriously on very shallow soil, and so it would be a good idea to raise that garden by 8 or 12 inches by using some kind of retaining structure. I'll leave that up to you in the interest of time. But I would add a lot of organic matter. I'd probably bring in some sandy loam topsoil and just insist that it not have nut sedge or nut grass in it. I'd put in then a lot of organic matter, peat moss, well-rotted compost, well-rotted manure, and pine bark mulch, and I would rototill all that and just keep working it and retilling it over the winter time. Till down into the existing soil so that you blend all of it together, maybe 8 or 12 inches into the existing soil.
So that would raise the soil area 8 or 10 inches above the natural grade.
Right, and that would give you then a total of maybe 20 inches deep of the well-prepared soil. 12 of it below grade and 8 or 10 above grade.
All right. One other short question, and I know this has to do with your advertisers, and where's a great place to buy some fruit trees this time of the year?
Well, a lot of retail nurseries will have them coming in during late December, and then we have one advertiser who will come on the air in January, and that is Womack Nursery in De Leon. Womack Nursery is known to have the best selection of adapted fruit varieties. You could go ahead and order for them right away. You should, because they will sell out. It's Womack in De Leon, Texas, DeLeon. Look, WomackNursery.com, and you'll find their information. They are very, very good. But any local retailer that has the recommended varieties, that's the critical issue, is the recommended varieties for this area. If you happen to have a copy of my book, that's very detailed in there. I worked harder on that chapter than any other chapter.
All right.
Okay. I got to run. I appreciate your call. I'm going to answer a couple of questions without going on the air. Larry in Dallas, salvias, if they're perennial salvias, trim them back. If it's a red salvia that's an annual, don't try to save it. Just trim off anything that is dying. Too late to put out pre-emergence for grass burrs, Carl, and flower mound. You are way too late. That's a mid-March, mid-June application. We'll talk about it more later. Robert Rowski, thank you. To all who have listened, thank you. I'm on my way to church. Happy gardening.